Joining us right now, the one and only Tommy Chong. Tommy, thanks so much for doing this. How you doing, man?
Hey, I'm doing fine. I'm just sitting here medicating.
Yes, that's what we're doing too.
Actually. Oh,
good. Yeah. So,
well, it's 4:20. It's still 4:20.
Yeah, we celebrated big time the other day.
Okay, but you know that the holiday goes during the 20s. It doesn't end until the 30s.
Exactly. You know what? On 4:20, we actually played that Funny or Die thing about the origin of 4:20 with you and Cheech.
Oh, right.
That was great stuff, man.
That was funny.
Yeah. It was very good. Listen, I'll start by saying I met you and Cheech, and it was probably 1972, maybe 1973. It was East Lansing, Michigan. I was going to Michigan State University. You guys performed there. And afterwards, because we were part of the group that were booking shows there at Michigan State, and we all went to a friend's house, and you guys came, and we continued partying, and one of the things that stood out to me at that point was we were talking to you, and you guys mentioned that when you're on the road, back then, at least, you would go to the YMCA and play basketball and work out.
And Yeah, we did.
That was very cool. We were all kind of going, well, I wouldn't think Cheech and Chong would be doing that, but, you know, what do we know?
Well, you know, I've been working out all my life, you know, before I met Cheech. When I was 16 years old, I discovered weight training. And then I was pretty heavy into it.
Wow.
And it kept me healthy, you know, like I'm in my almost 80, and I've still got a body of a 17-year-old. You know?
Yeah, you're going to be 78 next month, right?
That's right.
Oh, man.
That's right, yep.
Well, you look good, you sound good, and what made you and Cheech decide to go hit the road again?
You know, We there's so many people that heard about us and never seen us, you know?
Yeah, no
kidding. And we just have a lot of fun on the road, you know, whenever we're on the road. Well, you think about what we do, you know, I mean, we just talk about dope, we smoke dope, and we go home and watch dope movies.
And make dope movies.
Yeah, make dope movies and just have a dope time, you know? It's really the way to live.
You actually started out in the 60s as a musician, right, out of Canada?
That's right. Yeah. I was a black guy for many years, yeah.
Well, yeah, you were signed to Gordy Records, which was a subsidiary of Motown, and I grew up
That's
in Detroit.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, you did? You grew up in you're a black guy, too, huh?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah.
Aren't we all?
Yes. Yes. If you go in Detroit and you didn't leave when the riot was on, then you're honorary. Black guy.
Yeah, in 67 during the riots, there were tanks and stuff from the National Guard coming down our street.
I bet.
It was crazy.
Exciting times, huh?
Yeah. So, what about movies? You two, now that you're back on the road and stuff, you guys planning any other films?
You know, I just like to write them. I don't want to do them anymore. You know?
Yeah, it's a lot of work.
Once you write them and you read it, and you think, oh, that'd make a great movie. And then I put it on the shelf. I've written about a good 5 or 6 good Cheech and Chong movies. We might. You know, right now it's not a good time. So, you know, because there's really hardly any movie industry left unless you're Iron Man. You know.
Right. Cheech and Chong with car chases and Transformers and
yeah, that would work. We could be superheroes, but we're folk heroes. I'd rather be a folk hero.
You definitely are. You are a folk hero. Yeah.
Yeah.
How long is this tour? I mean, are you doing a lot of gigs or?
No, it's really you know, I was sick there for a while, so we had to cancel a lot of gigs.
Right.
And we're just kind of catching up on everything now, you know, now that I'm better and I'm vertical, and so we can you know, catch up on the gigs. But we haven't been to we're just doing like really class theaters now, you know, where it's really easy to work, you know, no more Coachella type gigs, you know.
Just, yeah, that takes a lot out of you.
Gigs where you can, you know, be human and have a good time,
like the Warfield tomorrow night, Cheech
like
and Chong,
the Warfield.
Folks. You got your own weed brand?
Yes, I do.
Talk about
Chong's Choice. Chong's Choice, yeah. Well, you know, we started off with, you know, getting strains, but the strains change every crop. You know, there's right. a new crop. And so rather than try to get different strains, I decided, we decided, my son and I, to start a distribution company.
Right, I read
and
that.
So I'm just putting my name on, I test the product first, and then I put my name on it and call it Chong's Choice. And it's available in a lot of dispensaries now all over the place.
Very cool. And I'm going to assume you live in California?
The Pacific Palisades.
There you go. Now, this, and we've been talking about this all the time with all sorts of people, including Gavin Newsom, who was in the studio not long ago, the lieutenant governor, talking about the proposition that will be on the ballot this November, and it's probably going to pass.
Yeah, it should. You know, I mean, it's ridiculous. If California doesn't get on the bandwagon pretty soon, they're going to be left behind.
Yeah, I know, because it's just spreading, and I'm sure it's going to pass in November. But
yeah,
how is that going to change Chong's Choice or whatever you're doing? It's going to be able. You're going to be able to expand, right?
Oh yeah. But the thing is, the government, the straight people are trying to figure out how to get a handle on it, which is why it was made illegal in the beginning. Because they couldn't put a handle on it.
Right.
You couldn't patent a plant, and the only way you could control it was to make it illegal, and then you could do the forfeiture seizures, and it was a real racist law, and now that law is disappearing, and we're legal now. It's going to take a while for everybody to realize that we don't need laws. We just need to be left alone.
Yeah.
You know, don't bother us, and we're not going to bother you. And what they're doing now is a good start, but a few years from now, it'll be a joke. You know, right now, you can grow three plants per household in somewhere. California, I don't know, somewhere.
Yeah, I think it's, yeah.
Yeah, but who's going to walk around and count the plants?
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
So it's just lip service, that's all.
Tommy Chong is with us, Cheech and Chong, tomorrow night, a special night with Cheech and Chong at the Warfield. How did you and Cheech hook up? I know I've known it in the past. I just, right now, tell our audience how you guys got together.
You got a little 420 mind. Huh?
Yes, I do.
We met in Canada. Cheech was up there. He was part of a secret army, mostly of Mexicans, in case the Viet Cong attacked from Alaska, you know. And I was running a sort of like a homeless shelter, a topless nightclub for guys that were up there fighting the war. And I realized, I'd been fired from Motown. I was with Motown, and then I got fired. Because I had to get a green card, and the people that were working for Motown didn't know what a green card was. They thought I was just trying to get out of a gig. And so they fired me, and I stayed fired. And then I met up with Cheech, and then I realized that... Do you remember a group called The Committee in San Francisco?
Oh, of course. Very funny, very clever, and a lot of folks became very famous out of that.
Yeah, well, I was one of them that used to sit in the audience and just marvel at how genius these guys were. And so I started my own committee-type group up in Canada with the Topless Nightclub. And then Cheech joined up as part of the troupe. And then when the troupe broke up, Cheech was the only one that wanted to keep going. And so we teamed up, and the rest is history.
Wow. Unbelievable. You guys, what you did for my generation and comedy, especially back in the day, was just unbelievable. I mean, you guys were superstars.
Yeah. Well, you know what we did. We did comedy where no one got hurt.
Yeah, right.
There was no moral judgment. It was guys getting stoned, having a good time, and cops chasing them and getting stoned, and then they're having a good time. That was basically our movies. And people related to it, you know. And there was no moral judgment or high ground or, if you smoke dope, bad things will happen. It was the opposite. We showed that if you were in part, you know, we just showed a slice of the lifestyle that was going on
yeah.
in America.
Exactly.
That's all we did, yeah.
It was going on big time, and back yeah. then, you know, we couldn't talk that much about it. It was like hiding the joint and making sure your parents didn't find out, and we all, you know, enjoyed. We were all laughing our asses off. We were stoned yeah. and laughing our asses off, and then Cheech and Chong came along and you know, proved that we were right, and it was all cool.
Yeah. Exactly. But that's what we used to say, you know, when we do interviews and they talk about weed and that, you know, and the dangers and that. And I said one time, I said, what if we're right? What if our lifestyle is right and it proved to be right?
Yep.
Especially when they found out that weed helps the epilepsy, you know.
Oh, and all sorts
with little
of
kids.
Sure, and medicinal stuff yeah. and the CBDs, yeah.
Yeah.
Let me just say right now, ladies and gentlemen, it is 4:20 on a Friday afternoon. And with that
oh
in
my
mind,
God.
With that
it
in
is.
Mind, it is. So I just want to say thank you so much, Tommy Chong. Don't miss Cheech and Chong tomorrow night at the Warfield. Tommy, thanks so much.
Thank you, and I'm going to go 4:20 right now.
All right. Cool, man.
See you tomorrow.
Take care.